The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch
okay,
it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I get a tonga, mother free to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for April
7th, 2009.
With me, as always, my love, my woman, my wife, the girl downstairs, it's Elkman Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elkman?
Good. Better than yesterday.
Oh, what happened yesterday?
Oh, I really want to apologize to the guild Blood Rain. I'd signed up for a VS raid, and I couldn't make it because I was stuck at work. Matter of fact, I didn't get in until after you did, and that's late.
Yeah.
Because you get in late.
Mm-hmm. So missed another VS raid.
Yeah.
All I can say it is, it wasn't my fault.
I know. It wasn't your fault. I'm just beginning to wonder if I will... I mean, I've went on one raid to him, but we just didn't get him. So, but it's the fact that I'm missing chances to try and get him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, even if they failed, it's the fact that I'd signed up for something, I couldn't make it. I mean, right. I just couldn't make it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know who I really blame is Delmon.
Why?
Just because it's fun to blame Delmon? How's that? I mean, it, you know, seemed like a good enough excuse to me.
Okay, we can blame Delmon.
Okay. You feel better now?
No.
Oh.
I'll feel better when I actually get... If I find out I'm forgiven... It seems like, you know, if something real world comes up and I can't come in game, especially when it comes to a raid, you're penalized. So, it's not much I can do.
Well.
It's either that or I just totally give up on ever getting the mythical, but Drell keeps saying, no, don't give up. It's like, well, you know, VS seems to be the hardest. From what I understand, VS is Vishon's peak is cakewalk compared to doing this VS raid. And I was really nervous the first time I went about, am I going to be able to watch my mana? Because you got to keep it.
Yeah.
at a certain point. And I had no problem. I was, you know, watching my mana, keeping it under control, still doing damage, stopping when I was supposed to stop, and the problem we had with that one run we went on is that he drains the tank of all his power, and if he doesn't get refilled fast enough, then we get, you know, it's like somebody not watching it, and we get penalized and get wiped and stuff.
Right. Now, you know what gets me about these kind of mobs where you have to keep your mana under a certain amount, and then you have to do this, you have to do that? Who the hell figures this stuff out?
Somebody who hates Rangers.
No. I don't mean who sets it up. I mean, how do you figure this shit out? You know, the first time you meet a mob, how do you go, well, let's see, he kicked our ass, we kept our mana above, you know, how do you know what's kicking your ass?
I don't know. Other people before us.
Yes, but how the hell do they figure it out?
Trial and error.
Yes, but how do you get into your mind, you know, the first time you met a mob that kicked your ass if your mana was a certain percentage? How did you figure out, or how did anyone figure out, oh, it was because my mana was above 50% or
he
something
does
like
talk.
That?
He does talk to you.
Oh, he does? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that, and people run ACT, or is it ACT?
Now,
is it ACT parsers?
Now let me...
Maybe not.
But it's
a parser, they run.
Let me
interject this. What kind of a stupid-ass mob are you if you tell someone how to beat you? You know what I'm saying? So the first part of that is, how in the world do you know? Well, they tell you. Well, what kind of a stupid-ass mob is that? Ha-ha! Your mana's above 50%. I must kill you now. Oh, we have to keep our mana above, under 50%. Oh, okay.
No, he doesn't actually come out and say that.
Oh, man. No, the first time I went into Crypt of Agony, and one of the mobs is like that, you know, one of the mobs is, you know, as soon as he hits 30%, you have to run to the other side of the room. You know what I mean? You're playing tag with him a couple of times. You know which one. I don't know what his name is. But who figures this crap out?
People before us who've done it trial and error. And there's parsers. People run parsers. I want to say it's the ACT parser, but I might be wrong because I haven't ran it before. I mean, I've got it, but I've forgot what it is.
Right.
But it records every single thing that goes on. And through this parser, you can get timers out of it when a creature's going to cast something and how long it's going to act. It is ACT. Okay.
Okay.
Advanced Combat Tracker. With Advanced Combat Tracker, you can pretty much time anything and find out what the mob is doing, when they're doing it, and...
But not why they're doing it. You know, so out of all the hundreds and thousands of factors of everything that goes on in a game, how does someone for the first time figure out, oh, it's my mana level?
It's probably not the first time. It's probably a few runs through. And they eventually do figure it out when people's mana gets a certain point, you know, this starts happening. Hey, I wonder if it has to do with that.
It's kind of like the epic raids in EQ1. I mean, the epic quests in EQ1. How the hell do you figure this crap out without walkthroughs? God.
That's for the rest of us to come along and do. But there's other people out there who this is what they do. And they're good at it. And then we learn from them, and that's why they, you know, are usually the first to make world discoveries and stuff.
I just think they got inside connections.
Well, who knows, maybe some little piece of information leaks out just enough to give a person a little bit more of an insight as to what's going on. But they know maybe 95% of it.
Okay, well, that's our show this week.
So I have more faith in their players. I've had in the past, not in EverQuest 2, but in EverQuest, I'm stuck and, you know, I've gotten like 95% of this thing figured out, and I'm missing that crucial 5%. And they didn't come out right and tell me, they just gave me sort of a vague, not quite too vague of a hint, but a hint. And it was enough to make me rethink what I was doing and come up with a solution to it.
I don't believe it. No one has hit that jackpot yet. The jackpot on the Antonia Bail server is at 1,662 platinum. Like, wow. I'm going to dump a couple of gold into this afternoon, I think. But anyway. The guild banner is basically done. It's almost done. And I think it's looking good.
I still have to sew it. It's all pinned together right now. Mm-hmm. The next part is sewing.
Well, the hard work is done. The hard part is all done. And I got to say, you did a great job. Pictures can be found at kithacore.org. You can either look in the general discussion forum, or you can go to the gallery and then under Fanfare 2009. But it is there for everyone to see in its pinned up version. And once we get it all sewed up and is 100% done, we'll go ahead and take more pictures and send them up there.
We're blowing in the breeze.
Blowing in the breeze, us in shining armor, holding it aloft.
Hun, we're rangers. We don't wear shiny armor.
Oh, yeah.
We wear shiny chain, but...
Okay, we in blood-soaked leather chain.
Okay, right. That works.
And it's typically going to be, you know, our blood.
Probably. That's why Elquin's all decked out in red, so she never has to worry about it again.
Ah, I see.
Either theirs or mine.
Yes, Armness from the Guck server says, the appearance slot covers the blood. Sure, why not? That's all I have to say about it. Let's see.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm doing stuff. No, I have to make an announcement here.
You do?
I do.
About what?
Well, let me get to it. Hold on.
What am I
opening a window for?
What am I supposed to hold on to?
Use your imagination.
I can't reach that.
Join us this year, May 31st and through June 6th for the 3rd annual Festival of Unity on the Antonia Bale server. Antonia Bale server, the Festival of Unity. That's the good side, folks. Let's see. You're taking event. If you want to take part in planning events or organizing, contact us at the planning meetings every Saturday at the Claymore in Antonica.
Which means I got to get my butt out there more. For you.
Well, I attended last week's.
Good. All right, I'll try to go.
And, you know, my time is limited because of my work schedule and the fact that I'm on the West Coast as opposed to most of the other people who are on the East Coast.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, I told them, you know, look, I'll make the announcements on the show. In the upcoming weeks, we will have the organizers and the lead people of the Festival of Unity on the show so we can talk about events and what's happening. Starting next week, we'll do that. I'll see if we can get... Well, Clump's kind of hard to get because he's in the service right now. But I'll get some of the event coordinators and stuff like that on the show. We'll start talking about it, and we'll get some stuff going here. And the Tuesday during that week, like I've been doing every other year, we'll broadcast live from the Festival of Unity and, whatever contest is running during that time, we'll announce the event results live here on the show. And, you know, that's my part of it. You know, I'm doing my part to support my my good allied people.
Get Fem or Spindle?
Yeah, we can get Fem or Spindle
on. Hey, I know, we can get Lyra.
We can get Lyra and, you know, talk to her about Frostfell and... Oh, Festival of Unity. Festival of Unity. That's right. We're not going to talk about Frostfell.
You did it. I didn't. Now, I do want to make a shout-out to Clump, who is in the east. Well, somewhere over in the eastern lands.
The Middle East, we might say.
Middle East, yeah. It was nice. He was actually came on last Saturday to one of our raids. Drell's been doing. Drell finally got her raids off the ground, and we did a bit of PR. But he was in voice, so it was nice to hear him. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
The east is like to the left. Yeah, to the... Well, it depends which way you're facing. Yeah. If you're facing north, then the east is off to the right. If you're facing south, it would be to the left, then. Supposing if you're standing straight onto a ball, you know. Just kidding.
Okay, then. The east. It's that way.
That were.
Where the sun's coming up. It's east.
But if you eventually went to the east to follow the sun coming up, wouldn't you actually be in the west?
No. If you're looking at the sun coming up over the horizon, you're always looking east.
That's true, isn't it?
Unless, of course, you're in unless, of course, you're like in the Arctic Circle. And then it could be, you know, due north, for all I know.
It's spinning around the top of your head.
All we know is we live in Alaska. We haven't slept in 3 months. I'd like to see that one time.
Hey, we just had a ding.
Oh, we had a ding?
Yes.
Lorelei from the Legion of Kithagore is now a level 70 jeweler. Congratulations, Lorelei. 70 jeweler. Let's see. There you go, the trade still blink. It's not really a ding, it's more of a blink. I'm making my way over to my new house. Have you stopped over to see my new house yet?
No.
Jethel has regained his, back in EQ1, when I left...
Ow! Ow!
What the hell was that about?
God damn it, True Flight just shot me in the butt with an arrow.
Okay, you don't have to scream like that, it's not a real arrow. When I left the Knights of the Holy Storm in EQ1, Jethel took up residence in the Jade Tiger in Freeport. The Jade Tiger Inn in Freeport, and as of this week, I have regained my house. Now, I did not betray to Freeport or anything like that. I cheated. I just made an alt named Jethel's with an S. And had him get a house and put me out as a trustee. Kind of a pain in the butt to get to, but... You know, it's not like you. I can't just go to, I can't just port over from the guild hall and then port back to the guild hall. It just doesn't work this way. Oh, well.
Some people have all the luck, I guess.
I have a request for you.
Yeah?
Can you give a big ding for Katrina?
Katrina, okay.
A level 80 Templar, 80 level Alchemist.
Oh, well, a double 80
and,
for Katrina.
And got the trade skill epic, too.
Oh, okay then. Well, let's give her the old trade skill blink. We'll give her the adventure ding. And we'll give her the fanfare. There we go. True Flight's telling me, well, you could at least invite him into the guild and put the door in the, you know, the guild door in. Well, the guild door is in. You don't need to be in, you don't have to be, the owner of the house does not have to be, I went to the wrong place. The owner of the house doesn't make a difference. When you hit one of those guild hall doors, you go to your guild. It doesn't matter whose house it's in. So, yeah, that's already done. So I have a secret escape route in case the Freeport Militia or the Knights of Freeport ever, you know, try to invade my house while I'm there. Going around Stone Steer Byway. Yeah, this is the easiest way to get here, of course, if you're high enough where the epic guards won't kick your ass. I was showing that to Krellick when they were over here on Sunday. Yeah, this is the fastest way to get there if you know how to get there and avoid the epic mobs. Of course, being level 80 certainly does help when trying to avoid epic mobs. There's like one or two. Actually, I think, isn't there only like one level 85 epic guard in North Freeport?
Think so.
Well, I'm looking at him, and that's Lucanic Knight Octavia Venetia, whatever the hell it is. But anyway, I don't remember seeing any others. But just a hop, skip, and a jump over here to the Jade Tiger. And then we go upstairs in the Jade Tiger. Last door on the right.
And you got plenty of Corsicans outside.
Oh, yes. Courtesans. We need our courtesans. And I just entered the house. And I'm here in my house of the Jade Tiger. Of course, now I have to, reset up my other house. Jethel is a man of luxury and wealth. He has two houses.
Oh, yeah, well, I got a magical house, so there. And I also got a Sitfoot Orge. I finally picked up all the...
A what?
Sitfoot Orge? Forge?
Forge. I was going to say, what the hell is an orge?
Well, we don't want to go there.
I don't want to know what a Sitfoot orgy is, okay?
It might be fun. But I was lucky enough to get all the red ones in Lava Storm. Now I got to go to Zek and get the other one. I believe it's Zek.
So what does this forge give you? Is that how you make that Sootfoot armor?
It allows you to create different armors and stuff that you used to have to go all the way down to Solosek Eye to do.
Ah, okay. Well, fine. Be that way.
It looks kind of cool. No, I haven't tried using the forge yet. I don't have anything to use it with.
Yeah, apparently it's special.
But it's here. I mean, you can click on it and...
Yeah, nothing comes up, really.
No, because I don't have anything for that. I don't think I ever did any of the quests for that or something. But it's there.
Oh, no, not the forge. Lyra wants to know if you tried fermented cabbage juice.
Ooh, that's stinky.
Fermented cabbage juice. I can do without.
The holy moly bottle water is better.
Holy moly?
Holy moly.
Okay, someone has that to link, so you can take a look at it. The holy moly bottle.
Turns you into the opposite sex.
Oh, that one. Okay.
And if the fermented cabbage juice, just everybody kind of waves their hand underneath their nose, like, oh, God, it stinks.
Okay.
I think it needs some green vapors coming off of it or something.
That would work, too. That would work.
Yeah, and the holy moly water turns you into a random other side sex. Like, I was walking around as a male troll.
Ew.
Ew.
No, I can do without that. Alright, so what's going on in the world today? Well, what do we need to talk about? WrestleMania was this weekend. We had a good time. Did you enjoy WrestleMania, hon?
Yes, I did. I watched all of it except Orton and Triple H.
Which is the one we wanted to see because we wanted Orton to get his ass kicked. And he did. And Batista came back last night.
Yeah, that was great. That was absolutely great. I just hate Randy Orton so much I won't even watch him.
I know the feeling. I want to turn the channel when he or Jericho come on.
Jericho's pushing it. I don't mind Jericho any still, but he's on the borderline of me getting to the point where I don't want to watch him either.
But we had a good time. I would have to say we are pizza rolled out.
I think so.
We had so many pizza rolls, we didn't even bother cooking the dinner that we made, that we bought.
You had lots of bags.
Yep. And JBL, of course, John Bradshaw Layfield, hollering that he quits after
that.
He
was the best. That was the highlight of the evening.
Oh, yeah. So I guess we'll have to see on Friday whether or not the dude still has a job. But
general manager?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They announced Raw that Vicky Guerrero is moving to Raw to take over as general manager there, which leaves SmackDown without a manager. So I'm thinking, oh God, it's going to be Bradshaw.
God, no. I don't like Bradshaw either. That's the problem when these guys decide to be villains. There's a point where you just end up disliking them so much you don't even want to watch them anymore.
Yeah. And Santania, of course, was just about climbing the walls watching the Undertaker's match.
Well, that was an edger, man.
Well, Femme just came on. Hello there, Femme.
That was a edge of your seat match, because it was so close between the two of them.
I mean, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, they're two of the best performers that the business has to offer, and I mean in any of the federations. You know, WWE, TNA, any of the independent circuits, whatever. Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, probably the best performers out there, and you got them both in a main event match fighting each other.
I like how they did the light and the dark, you know, sort of playing off on that. That was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. It was okay. Lyra is telling me that I need to stop by their guild hall and see something excessively neat. Okay, I'll stop by there. I'm tending to think that they're just running out of people to induct into the Hall of Fame.
You think so?
Coco Beware? I don't think the dude ever held a title or anything like that. He didn't really last out of the 80s. Yeah, who knows? What do I know?
Nothing.
All right, let's see.
He held a parrot.
Well, yeah, that was Coco's whole thing. He was the Birdman. He had Frankie, his parrot.
What was the bird's name?
Frankie.
Frankie.
Okay, I'm outside the guild hall. Let's check out Lyra's guild.
Do you know I'm still doing quest in Lava Storm? And I still haven't finished it to get the soul yet. I'm close. I think I'm like two away from doing it.
Now, you have to do a bunch of quests in order to get to the solo content?
Yes.
That kind of sucks, actually.
No. It's okay. Hoopy just turned 44 armor.
Ah, well, congratulations, Hoopy. 44 armor. Let's give you the link. There we go. Gotta give the blinks where the blinks are concerned. I'm just wondering what Lyra thinks is so amazingly, fantastically awesome.
And there's some goblin quests out there too, faction quests. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of funny because as you're doing them, you're losing faction with them. You're getting negative faction.
So they're sending you on quests in order to lose faction with them?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Well, the goblins, they're not very smart, I think.
Alright, Lyra, let's see. What do you have that's amazingly awesome? Oh, it's the flaming tornado thing. The remnant of the void. It's kind of a flaming tornado with a... Oh, and they merged their house portal with it. You know, they put the swirling house portal thing. Mm-hmm. With the remnant of the void flaming tornado thing. So yeah, it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty cool. Shiver is saying that he dinged to a level 76 wizard today, so congratulations, Shiver. There we go, give him the ding. Something about a stinky barracuda. Okay, yes, they have a dead barracuda in their fountain. But unfortunately, it's covered by the fountain, so you can't actually click on it or anything. Pretty nifty. And of course, they have the Nagafin at Rest statue in the center of their entranceway. Looks awesome. I like that. I like that statue. We gotta get one. Is that the thing you're waiting for?
For which one?
The Nagafin at Rest.
Yeah, it's. I've got it in my house now.
Oh, you moved it to your house. Okay. Okay. Now they moved the barracuda out of the fountain, and yeah, it's got steaming. It's got a little smell steam rising off of it and stuff. And so yeah, that Nagafin statue is pretty cool. I like it. Now, what did you do to get that statue? It was a subscription to a magazine, wasn't it, or something?
Yes, it was. It's in the. Hang on a second. I got something on the floor. It is the fourth issue 18 of Beckett's. Massive Online Gamer.
Massive Online Gamer.
And it has EverQuest 10th Anniversary issue on the front.
Uh-huh.
So, and there's, like I said, was it last week or so? There's two different items. One's for EverQuest 2, which is the Nagafin at Rest. And the EverQuest 1 item is Aqua Goblin Familiar.
Ah.
So, issue 18.
Issue number 18, the Beckett Massive Online Gamer.
I've tried looking for one for you in the stores, but I haven't seen one.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm good.
There's two gamer magazines we've got subscriptions to. That one, and then we got another one. Brass ends up writing for both of them, or did.
She's not with Massive Gamer anymore.
Okay.
We don't know what the hell's going on with Massive Gamer.
No.
Matter of fact, I'm going to be, now that I've remembered, I'm actually going to write to their, who's ever running the place. I want a refund.
Why?
We never got anything.
What do you mean?
Well, we got like one issue, and I paid for a whole year's subscription.
And you haven't gotten any others?
No. That's the problem.
Oh. Well, I keep getting issues of the Beckett's Massive Gamer.
Hmm.
I don't know, hon.
And I want to state for the, you know, we talked that, we were saying that Brass was affiliated with the Massive Gamer. She's not, and she has nothing to do with whatever's happening to the subscription and what's happening to the magazine. And we love Brass to death.
We love the Brass.
No, I just said that she had done some articles that happened to show up in them. That's all.
Nobody ever wants my articles in magazines.
Well,
maybe because I only write like one paragraph at a time. Here, write an article about this game. Yeah, this game really sucked.
And
I logged
let's
in
see.
And all I could see was World of Warcraft, and I hate World of Warcraft with their wee beady eyes.
There's going to be anniversary parties on all the servers.
Cool.
And there's a listing of that on E2 Players Forum. Thanks, Ro, for the reminder on that, by the way. AB is listed for 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, April 29th. So mark that on your calendar.
Let's see, April 29th.
That's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
At what time?
4 p.m.
Eastern?
No, Pacific Standard Time.
Well, I'm missing it.
No, I can... We can run you in. We got you in before. Okay.
And, you know, if anyone wants to see a really neat-looking Guild House layout... Let's see, where am I? Antonia Bell server, South Kinos, Danique, I'm going to butcher this name, Danique Siloing, Silo, Danique Silo, Guildhall, let me just spell this out. Danique Silio, Danique Silio. They've got a really neat layout.
DenikeSilio.
S-I-L-E-O. Denique Silio was her name. Once was a guild, all you gotta see. Denique Silio was her name.
It's pretty cool, huh?
But they look pretty cool. They're the, it's a guild of crafters. And it looks like they spent a lot of time crafting for this guild hall. And in the basement is a shrine to the avatar of the avatar of crafting.
Who? Oh yeah, did they finally change it to
no,
an halfling?
No. I told them that they need to change their avatar to a halfling because Domino is a halfling. But they haven't done it yet. So.
Well, hon, it looks like those potions are in the marketplace. The potion of
they are now?
Amnesia, which allows you to rename yourself, and the potion of disgenderment. You could actually buy more than one. I would highly tell you that you should buy more than one when you do this, because
and the witness protection pack, which is both in one.
Right, which would save you about 500 station cash coins or whatever.
Well, you can just come out and say it costs $25.
No, it doesn't.
The station cash things are $1 per 100, which means it's $25 for the witness protection pack.
Yeah, okay. So 15 for just the one of the potions.
Right, so if you want to change your gender or change your name, is $15, which is actually the cost of having support do it.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly from EverQuest 1 when they first started offering, we'll rename your characters for you, they were charging like $15 to do it.
Yeah.
But if you want to go all out and change your name and your sex and re-roll your appearance and stuff like that, it's $25. Which I think is actually pretty neat, especially if you've, done something and ruined your rep by accident. Like, I had this level 80 character, but no one will hang out with me because I made that really crude comment, no C, and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you role-played something really bad. Or, in role-play aspects, and I'm hinting at certain people with this, role-play aspects where, let's say you want your character to quote-unquote die, but you don't want to stop using the character. You can now completely change their appearance and change their name and not have to level up a new character.
Yeah, that would work.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, we have, I know of at least one person, I'm not going to say who it is, because I don't know if she's made any kind of announcement like that or whatever, but we have one character in the Claymore Coalition who is, which is the good allied role players of the Kinos area in the Antonia Vale server, that would like to actually role play their death, because they're really not, you know, it just makes sense for the character to die, but doesn't want to lose the character. Well, here you go. Here's your chance. You can fake your death, change your name, change your appearance, and blah, blah, blah. There you go. I think it's useful. Now, yes, there are going to be issues where, okay, we just kicked this jackass out of the guild because he looted the entire guild bank vault and stuff like that, and then bought his nice little witness protection pack, changed his name. And now he's trying to get back in, and you don't know about it.
What's the difference between that and him turning around, making an alt, and coming back in? There's nothing.
Time.
Doesn't take that much time to roll up another alt.
True. But you know what I'm saying. That's the big argument against it. That's the big argument against it on
that
the forums.
That one doesn't hold a lot of water, because a person could bring in an alt and do the exact same thing.
Right. That's the argument against the argument.
So, I just wish they would do race, but I know they're saying no.
Yeah, they have something to deal with, though.
Or at least, maybe, if they would allow us to, you know, customize the illusion look instead of it just being random.
Yeah.
Or based, you know, I know what it's based off of. If you have a certain look at as a wood elf, if you use those same, okay, third hairstyle down and maybe,
right,
you know, third eye, whatever. It's the same position, but in the dark elf form or whatever other form you're picking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just straight across the board sort of transfer when you do an illusion.
Right. But, so, you know, there you go. I think it's a useful tool. When you're going to use it properly, but you know there's a good and a bad way to to use any service, really.
I don't see a whole lot of people running to do it. I'd see a few people.
Oh no, probably not. I mean, I can see a few people doing it. Like I said, I know at least one person who I'm pretty sure is going to. But yeah, changing the race would lead to racial ability issues. But then But then again, you can always respect your abilities anyway. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Whatever.
What I was going to say is they could just wipe them, reset them all to zero. So you would lose, if you're a wood elf and you're changing to, alright, fine, a dark elf, you would lose all your wood elf traits and have to start at zero with the dark elf. I'm just not sure if they could transfer all the points that you've saved up.
I don't see why not. I mean, you can respect your abilities now and make them go to zero. In the character development area there, the only things you really can't respect is the wood elf innate abilities, which is the infravision, the keeper of the forest, and camouflage.
Yes, you can.
No, when you respect, those stay.
Well, those are innate. But, I mean, everything would have to be wiped to zero.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, they have their reasons for not doing it. Maybe something in the future. Who knows? Truthfully saying that it cost him 10 plat the last time that he respected. You have to wait. If you wait, God, I want to say maybe it's a month or something like that, then it go, the longer you wait between respecs, the cheaper it gets. Like, I did mine not too long ago. But I think it's been a few weeks. Let me see what it is. But when you start over again, I think it's like 10 plat. Something like that. If you do it too often. I'm going to make my way over to the Wizard's Tower here. I mean, I think the last time I did it, it was only like a gold or so each.
I have enough of these respecking wands and stuff saved up that I'm set, but I'm not going to redo it again anyway.
Yeah, you went through and did all the,
I waited to the very end. Yeah, I waited to the very end. And then finally redid it.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. How much would it cost me to respect if I did it now? But I know I did it recently. Yeah. The Predator class, which is one that I redid recently, would cost me 10 plat. But my Ranger and my Shadows ones are only 1 plat. Either that or you just wait for a patch where they change something in your AAs and they respect it automatically anyway.
There you go.
I know, I'm horrible. But yeah, you wait like a month or so and the price goes down. And if you're so anxious to, change your abilities, then by all means get a Master Crafter to create that mirror for you. Right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, that's something I haven't tried yet. I haven't pulled Cream out to have her make a...
One of the mirrors?
No. For... That did go in, didn't it?
What's that?
The trophies.
I haven't heard anything about the trophies.
I should be able to make the base. I need to bring her out to find out if she can do that.
No idea. I haven't heard anything about them. Except for what you were talking about.
They were supposed to be in.
Okay. Boss Speak on the Unrest server is saying the trophies are in.
The trophies are in.
Yeah, Skyana is linking the Guild Hall trophy pedestal.
Right.
Okay. So now that we have those pedestals, now of course you're going to be killing certain epic mobs or something like that, and then they have a chance to drop the top piece of the trophy, correct?
Right. I haven't went after any epic mobs yet, but yeah, I'd like to see if that can be done.
Well,
I'd like to get Vox's head. That looks pretty cool.
I wonder if they got one for Grimfeather.
I don't know. He's an epic. But the thing is, you probably have to do him when he's, when he's not gray. You have to do him when he's green. At least.
Oh, they have to be green?
Probably.
Ah, son of a bitch. Well, that means no one's going to get Grimfeather.
You can always drop him. Drop people down, mentor down.
True. Where am I going?
Head is a body drop. Can get it gray?
Ooh, well, okay. Skyana says you can get it gray.
But is Grimfeather still an epic mob?
Last time I checked, he was. I'll head over to Thundering Steps and see if he's up. But pretty sure Grimfeather's still an epic mob.
I know you'd want Grimfeather's head.
I want the Grimfeather! With his wee beady eyes!
Yeah, Bospeak is saying that Grimfeather is still epic. You know where I'm getting that wee beady eyes thing, by the way?
But not all epic mobs drop them, so... wonder if there's a list. Anybody know if there's a list yet?
And even better, do the city guards drop them? Can you imagine that, walking into somebody's guild hall and you got a pedestal there with some guy's head on it? Who the hell's that? Oh, it's that guard over in Nariak. That would be freaking funny. by the line.
Might just be only be dragons.
Oh. Vox, oh, Mayong. So you can get Mayong's head and put him on a pike, huh?
Ew.
Oh, VS, so there you go. So whenever you go for VS, make sure you have that thingy on you.
You don't need it on you. You can get it later.
Oh, I thought you had told me that you needed to have the thing on you.
You need to have both of them with you when you combine them, to combine them.
Okay, I thought you meant when you take out the dragon. Huh. The Grand Prankster is still here. Thought that was done and over with, but maybe I'm...
No, that's good, though, because I can catch up on Legacy of Norrath card game, because there's supposed to be a Bristlebane scenario for a new painting.
Well, there you go. Tells you how much I'm into things. I know nothing. Let me ask you something. Why the hell do they give me my own show?
No? They were crazy?
Quite possibly. I know. Let's give the crazy guy his own show. Let's give him a mic and an audience and see what the hell happens. It'll be funny. Oh. I give Delmon a hard time, but at least he has topics.
We tried to have a topic.
We tried. We tried for a couple of weeks to have a format. And, I don't know, just didn't work. Just not us. I'm riding on a griffin. You know, I think it's kind of a neat effect. You know, back a few years ago, they put the little puffs of clouds around you when you're on a griffin. So it looks like you're, you know, going through the clouds and stuff. But
yeah.
Kind of stinks if you're like trying to, you know, get a video of just you riding a griffin. Oh well. I haven't actually ridden a griffin in a while. But I'm riding on a griffin. I'll call him Charlie.
That's not his name. He has a name already.
No, his name's Wilbur.
No.
Wilbur the Griffin.
No.
Come on.
No, he's already got a name.
You're no fun.
When you land, take a look. He's got a name.
I know. It's like Swift Feather or something like that.
They all have their own names.
I want a Griffin mount. That's what I want.
So you could go bouncing down the road? Bouncy.
No, I want to be able to fly.
No, they will never let us fly.
Nope. Oh, well. You know what
You can fly if you go up to the plane of sky and jump off.
Well, there is that, I suppose.
You can fly for quite a while before you go splat.
You know what I'd like?
What would you like?
As, you know, as an artist and stuff, what I would really like... is, and I know the GMs can do it, or at least they could in EQ1. I would like to be able to view the entire zone from a distance. You know? So I know the GMs, or the developers at least, have a command for them to set their viewing point, you know, and then you put in the coordinates.
Yeah, but why would you want to do that?
So I can take a picture of, like, the entire, you know, surrounding area, you know, the surrounding area, the area surrounding the castle. You know, surrounding Kinos. You know, it's like, hey, here's a great shot of Kinos. Don't you wish you were here? You know, stuff like that. But, no, I mean, we have to climb on top of towers and try to maneuver our way up a tree or something like that. And I have gotten up to trees. I have gotten up a couple of trees before, but it's not
easy.
Well,
we just ask them to post more aerial shots.
I would love to get aerial shots.
Well, ask them if they could take some more to put up for downloading.
In EQ1,
those would probably make great desktops.
Yep. Well, that's what I'm thinking. It would be great to make wallpapers and stuff like that. And I know in EQ1... there was actually a 3D converter program out there where you could act that someone was using to create three-dimensional maps of some of the old zones. And that looked really cool. I mean, you can actually still find the one of Kithacor's Forest.
Yeah.
You remember seeing that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy just opened it up in a 3D program of some kind, and pff, there you go. There's the entire layout of the land. I used to have that program. I think it was some kind of a converter for... God, what was the name of it? It was a ray tracing type of thing. I used to screw around with that. But, you know, it doesn't happen anymore. And I don't know. Just be kind of... something kind of neat to have. Just because I'm into the 3D models anyway, you know? Oh, well. To be a developer.
Oh, since we mentioned Brass,
mm-hmm.
I want to say cheers to her with a Smithwick.
A Smithwick.
Right, yeah, break. That's pretty good stuff. She's put out by the same brewers of Guinness. So it's pretty good. It has a little bit of a sweet taste to it. It's not bitter at all. It's very smooth. It's interesting.
Okay, well, we've been talking for an hour here, so let's go ahead and just take a little bit of a music break. We'll come back, and who knows, we may actually have something to talk about. What do you think? Is that a possibility?
I don't know.
It's a possibility. I say maybe.
See, someone else says Smithwick's is amazing.
Well,
I was impressed.
Well, I'm not a drinker, so I have absolutely no idea. But I'll take your word for it.
It's very good. Very tasty.
All right. So we're going to take a music break, and we'll be back in about...
Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show right after this break.
A serialistic scene. The big guy armored up, his shiny helmet cleaned. He looked like he'd been through hell, or at least a plane of fear. Haven't seen him like this since after the fanfare last year. From underneath his cloak, a sword came into view. He swung and killed Brimbo and shouted,
"Brimbo won't kill!" The night Smedley went uber.
Who needs bugs with gear like this?
Going out looking for bad loot.
Guess his job gave his brain a little twist. Grimwill held a shield from a box of their pizza, and brandished a replica short short of Daxiva. Smedley's eyes were wild and sunken in his head. He swung again, alas, the coffee machine's dead. See, one moment from his eyes, you'd be like a halfling looking at a jump eye. Grimwell held his mouth, steadfast on his turf, but Smedley patched him up with a fatal nerve.
It's the night Smedley went over, left and right they fall to his blade. Stock options went through the roof, yeah, with only Smedley to get paid. On the horizon, the fires were gathering wide. Oh, what could have happened to Smedley? Did he have too many Red Bulls? Why do they have to die? And the sword were all slashing and hammers a bashing. Where did his sanity go?
Oh, weapons as he ran into the room. Swords and wands and the rolling pin of doom. Now Bentley's bound up in a little white coat. He thinks he's in a dungeon with gators in the moat. The art team's all wounded and the dead team's deceased. Now the start all over, releasing Everglass 3.
The night Smedley went uber. The night the boss came unglued. Lawyers left, scratching their heads, yeah. Quite a tizzy, no one left to get sued. The night Smedley went uber. The night his mind came unfurled. Now he's scouting orcs and planning raids in his own. World. It is all little fantasy world. It is all little fantasy world.
Heart with the thread of gold.
The truth bringer let the lady
Try to me, unless I'm empty of all my- looking for adventure in the Everfrost snow. She strolled up to the campsite and here we go. She had a stolen compound bow and a quiver full of death, you see. Our group has some room, so she joined right in. She killed so many goblins, it should be a sin. She took me by the hand and brought me to the twilight sea. She thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing this song. Swords in hand, she likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. We hunted western wastes in the plain of storm. She tagged them big old froggies, well they had no warning. Barren dunes, hanging garden, oh we really find them all. We got into a rut, it was tedious and boring. Looked for escape and it came to us one morning. It's due north as future we'll see, we'll be moving on. My range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. Well, I like the way she fights with swords in hand. She likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. My range is sexy. Well, she's on the west coast and I'm on the east, but they can't keep apart these two, nor at the end. She thinks my ranger, she thinks my range is sexy, the way I kind of belong. She follows everywhere I lead. She's why I'm singing the song. Swords in hand, she likes the way I sing with my parody band. Together we're a force to be reckoned with. Try us and you'll see. She thinks my range is sexy. She thinks my range is sexy.
We're back.
Or at least I am.
We are?
Yes.
We're back, damn it.
That's all I have to say. We're back. Actually, we do have to do something.
What?
We do have a request for the birthday trolls. A very special singing of the birthday troll song for Taddeus, the leader of the Knights of Freeport.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
And that was by special request of Akisha of the Knights of Freeport. So now Taddeus knows who to throw in the dungeon.
Who?
Thaddeus, the guild leader of the Knights of Freeport.
No, who's going to throw in the...
Akeesha.
Akeesha.
Xanadi's alt.
Uh-oh.
There we have it. So? We have a member of our guild who wants to participate in the, what is that, the Heroes of Norrath? The Heroes of Norrath competition that's going on. Apparently part of it is you, they want you to submit a picture of your character doing something heroic. So, of course, he's thinking, you know, taking down Trachanon, you know, fighting some kind of epic monster. I don't think that you'd have to go that far.
I still want you to do one of Velquin holding back her bow with blood running down her fingers, tears streaming down her face.
Can do. We can do that.
Well, we're running out of time.
Well, you know, you mentioned this like a month ago, and you haven't said anything since, so...
All right, I'm poking you again.
So I don't think having to do something heroic would necessarily mean running over your headphone cord. get that
I think
out
it's,
of my way here.
I think it's going to be up on the 19th. I'm not sure. It's called Norrath's Timeless Hero Contest.
Oh, God, there's 3 days left and you're coming with this now?
April 10th.
Don't think this is going to be possible.
No.
So anyway, yeah, up on April 10th, and you need a story and a picture of you doing something heroic. Now, personally, you know, he's saying that he doesn't know if he can do anything, you know, that would be noteworthy and stuff like that. Well, how about, you know, like a scene in front of a farmhouse and you're defending it against gnolls or an army of undead or something like that? That would be heroic, wouldn't you say?
I think so.
I would think so, anyway. Well, that's my thoughts, anyway, but... 3 days left, honestly, Jazern, I think that's how you pronounce the name. I with 3 days left, I don't know if I can pull it off. So a little late in the game.
Good try. Good try.
I'm gonna give it a shot, I don't know. But Telmon's like, does it have to be something in game? Can you, like, pull someone from a burning car? I don't think that's the kind of heroic act they're looking for. But Delmon, if you feel the urge to pull someone from a burning car, you know, well, I say go for it. But I don't think that's going to, you know, win you the contest. You know, Ashlane is going to look at that and go, well, yeah, he's saving a family of six from a burning car, but can he take down Trachanon? Yes, and that's another thing. Masu has a point there. Delmon would probably set the car on fire just to get the shot. I don't know. Yeah, 3 days is a little tight to pull off something worthy of being called timeless.
Don't worry. It was worth a shot.
Yeah, well,
I thought about it a while ago, but I don't know.
Well, you know,
that's okay. I'll just keep corrupting people to Farmtown.
Oh, God, not Farmtown!
Farmtown.
Farm town!
I reached level 25, so I have my biggest farm.
Oh, God. Farm town and Facebook. You have corrupted Grimwell. Our buddy Grimwell from SOE, and you've corrupted him.
Oh, that's okay. He corrupted me
Wait, Grimwell's
restaurant,
not supposed
to... Restaurant City.
Grimwell's not supposed to corrupt you. I'm supposed to corrupt you.
Too late.
Oh. Oh, well. You know, there is a plus to being level 80. I just like... You know, I'm in Thundering Steps right now because I wanted to see if Grimfeather was up. He's not. But, like, I'm just going around beating the shit out of gnolls.
One way to take your frustration out.
But hey, here's an entire group of gnolls. I'll just do my rain of arrows and take out the entire group at one shot.
So are you saying that you're beating your gnoll?
I'm beating my gnoll, yes. Pulling my bow, beating my gnoll, flanking my arrows. Oh, yes. Polishing my sheath.
Now, Restaurant City's kind of cute because you get a little restaurant. You hire your friends to work in your restaurant. So since Grimwell, you know, was bugging me about, hey, you've got a restaurant, but you don't got anybody in. It's like, fine, I'll hire you. So he's one of my waiters. Then I have Hrothgar and Domino.
Oh, God.
And they all take turns cooking or waitressing and stuff. And I have to watch and make sure that they don't get too tired.
Oh, brother.
I have to feed them and put them to bed and stuff.
You're putting Domino to bed?
I send her to bed.
I want to put Domino to bed.
Stop that.
Now she'll never come on the show.
Yeah, poor Grimmo. He came to my farm and went, whoa! Got to do some thinking on this. It's pretty overwhelming, the Silverwing farm. It's huge now. It's the biggest it can be.
It's got the wee beady eyes.
Now I gotta redo my plot so I have 25 by 25 square, and then we'll...
Oh, Domino heard that.
What?
Hi, Domino. How are you?
What'd you do to her?
I think she heard something about putting Domino...
I told you, you got to quit doing that.
Quit doing what? Oh, God. Masu's going to... Domino's going to see me at the fanfare and slap me for something I haven't even done.
And we're talking about Restaurant City.
Restaurant City. So if you're running a restaurant that they're supposedly working at, why are you putting them in bed? Don't they have...
Well, no, I have to tell them they need to go rest.
Go take a break.
Basically, yeah.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, I think we're back now. I don't think we were down for that long. It was all Domino's fault, though. There is a guild on the Antonia Vale server called No Charge for Awesome.
What?
I'm looking right at one of them. No charge for awesome. You know, I think that was one of the benefits of the EQ, of the old way you got your guild set up in EQ1. The GMs would actually look at the aspect, you know. It's like, okay, they got a good name, or God, what the hell were they thinking? I mean, it took a long time. Took a long time to get your guild set up, but at least you didn't have stupid-sounding guild names.
Yeah, at least we'd put a kibosh on it right then.
Right.
Speaking of the cow-apult.
The cow-apult?
Cow-catapult. It's the cow-catapult. You try to say that 5 times fast.
Cow-apult. Anyway,
no,
go on.
Cow-catapult.
I call it, it's my cow-apult. Now, what do you want?
I'm finally making one.
Ooh. Who are you going to fire at?
I don't know. I haven't made it yet.
I say we fire it at... Let me scroll up the list here.
Masul needs to be fired at.
Masul. Should we fire it at Masul?
Sure.
All right, pull it back. And let it go. Now we hit a rock that he was hiding behind.
Oh.
Pretty good aim, though.
Hamburger.
Oh, well. Hey, and you're in a great place to barbecue it, too.
That's what I was going to say. Nothing like flame broiled burgers.
Yes. Let's quickly turn it around and surprise attack on Lyra! Haha, got her. God, we're bored.
What? I should get you into Farm Town.
No Farm Town.
Come on!
No.
I mean, the thing I like to do the best is create patterns in the field.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Having a blast with that. Aren't you happy I call it the Silver Wing Farm? Come on.
Sure.
It's got a big silver wing in the center, especially after right after I planted the rice. It's silver.
Rice plants are green, you know.
Not when you first plant them.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The cat depot. It's the cow catapult.
Yay, the cow catapult.
Should have you come back to
cow catapult.
Well, yeah. Yuck! I should have you come back to the hall, and I'll duel you, and I'll throw the catapult at you.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Don't you want to have cows all over you?
No, I'm good, thanks.
You sure?
I'm good.
You want the turkey one?
No, I'm good.
But you like turkeys.
I'm sitting here gambling with a goblin.
You're always gambling with that goblin.
Give me the freaking jackpot, you stinking little goblin!
You squished Lyra.
Well, she asked for it.
How?
I swear, she looked at me and she said, Jethel, will you throw a cow on me? And I said, well, all right.
I don't know.
Just for the prestige of being cow-appalted on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
It's pretty messy. Have you ever seen a cow that's been hit?
No, I can do without, actually. I have seen a moose that's been hit before.
We see lots of trucks. We've seen one truck come in that was hit, that they hit a cow with.
Ooh.
It literally knocked the manure out of it. All over the truck.
Okay, then.
Come on, cow pulled. Get finished. Okay, I can actually see that. One of the last ones you get when you're tinkering. And I'm all maxed out.
I gotta say, that flaming flying carpet looks kind of cool.
Well, start doing the quests out there. Just be careful.
I don't know.
I can do one at a time, but when I get two on me, oh.
Get kind of squishified.
Oh, well, Angela Cora has asked me what this farmland thing is. It's in Facebook. You have to belong to Facebook, and then you can find Farm Town. Farm Town, two words. See, I've got Hoopy in there, I've got Hud in there, I've got Rowena in there, I've got Santania in there, I've got Urson in there, I've got Dinar.
You have enslaved them with your farming
I've
ways.
I've got Darkwind in there.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that? Now, you said that Grimwell and Domino.
Well, Domino's over in Restaurant City.
Oh, okay. But Grimwell's been on your farm, right?
Mm-hmm. And so, he started a little farm. I'm sending him trees right now. Delar, okay, Happy?
And
Rowan.
And are you saying perhaps that Grimwell is farming?
Yeah.
He lose a job for that.
No. He's raising potatoes right now, I think. No, was it corn? Something like that.
Corn that would be the color of gold?
Oh, stop it. I think he has potatoes, too. You're welcome to go visit his farm.
No.
No, I'm good, thanks.
All right, come on. This thing is in beta, and it's just absolutely amazing. They opened it up February 1st, so it's only been running for a couple months. And they've just been inundated with users. They've had, in 2 months' time, they gained 2 million users. They're like number 8 in the apps most used in Facebook right now.
Wow.
They've added more servers, and they're adding more servers here shortly. They can't keep up. They've just been just flooded. Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves the farm. There's going to be a new sitcom on ABC this fall. Everyone loves farming. Coming to you from the fields of Idaho is Potato Farm with Grimwell.
And it looks like Restaurant City, which is part of Playfish, is also a beta applet too. That's interesting so far. I have more fun with Farm Town though.
Hmm. Very interesting. I'm in an off mood tonight. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Had a busy day today. It didn't even hit me until I sat down to get ready for the show. It's just like...
Well, we have a birthday around here tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes.
The boy.
Turns, what, 17?
17.
17.
Are we going to call out the trolls for him?
Well, I was thinking maybe we should. And that was the birthday tolls for the boy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
So what'd you get him for his birthday?
Nothing yet.
Nothing?
He wants Pokemon Platinum or something like that.
No, no, no.
Why?
Let me ask you something. Now, was this a video game or cards?
Video game.
Okay, I was going to say, if they're cards, when the hell was the last time you saw him with a card?
No, no, no. This will be for his DS. No, yeah, that's fine. It's Wi-Fi capable, so he plays with other people.
And of course, you want to have him see.
He wants
Dragon Ball movie.
I don't know. It's if it's out tomorrow. I thought it was only out. I thought it was coming out on the 10th. The Dragon Ball Z movie. Silver Mace just dinged 28 Paladin.
Oh, congratulations, Silver Mace! 28 Paladin.
Let's see. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I know. Dragon Balls are kind of weird, huh?
Opening this week, Dragon Ball Evolution. Let's see what the date is.
I thought it was the 10th.
The 8th.
Oh, well. So then he goes tomorrow. I got to take him. I promised him.
Well, you have fun with that.
Oh, please help me.
Let's see. Chow Young Fat. Emmy Romson, Justin Chadwick, June Park, James Marsters. Isn't it amazing how 110 people have rated this movie already and it's not even out yet?
I find that amazing.
Masu is saying that Steven Seagal is going to be in the Dragon Balls movie? The hell? That killed it right there. Full cast. Let me take a look at this.
He could be joking, but anyway. Ernie Hudson Jr.'s in this thing? That's the black guy from Ghostbusters?
I don't know. Hey, it's his birthday. It's what he wants. I promised I'd take him regardless of what pain and injury it's going to cause me. So we'll start out with, I don't know, breakfast at Denny's because he gets one free. We'll go see the Dragon Ball Z movie. We'll go pick up his Pokemon Platinum.
Holy crap!
What?
Carlos Dior is on the first assistant camera B. Wow, all right. That camera B shot's going to be great. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Hey, did we mention that it was Thaddeus and Eric's birthday this week? Hey, how about the visit from the birthday trolls?
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right. Actually, some of it is linked in guilt here, Rowan. Just linked in a soot-foot pointed mind control prevention hat.
It looks like that other hat from the
they're
selling on the marketplace.
Yeah, the Wizard Apprentice or something like that. Yeah. From being dominated by evil void beings. So they had to make something that makes you 75% immune to being charmed by void beings look really, really gay. And I'm not just being, you know, oh, that's gay. No, it's silver, it's sparkly, and it's pointy. That really looks gay.
Well, it's for, I don't know.
Looks like it's a good coercer item, actually. Plus 40 to spell and combat arc damage and mind control immunity. I don't know.
It may open up on the 8th, but I don't know if it'll be around here.
We have another birthday here. Domino says if the birthday trolls are looking for work, it's Dev Cronion, I want to say, birthday. So let's hear it for Dev Cronion.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy
birthday. Looks like there's a domed version of that hat, too. So the domed version of it doesn't look that bad. It's still shiny and sparkly. Yes, it's an aluminum foil hat. Don't want people reading your mind, do you? So what else is going on this week? We got 15 minutes to kill here. Come on, we got to think of something.
Well, I'm telling you, we're looking this up, and it doesn't start till Friday around here.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wait, that means he's going to want to go on the weekend.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, it starts Friday, April 10th.
around here.
Well, let me see what else is playing. Maybe I can go see something else. I'm horrible, I know. I still wouldn't mind seeing Haunting in Connecticut. They get good reviews by the standard everyday people.
He wants to go see Monsters vs. Aliens.
Nope, sorry, one or the other. Both of them look pretty silly to me.
It's his birthday! What can I say?
Oh yeah, isn't the Star Trek movie out this week?
No, not until May.
Oh, it's in May?
That looks pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to see that. Just because, hey, Star Trek.
And then I'll probably take him to Belt Sushi.
Sushi. I never understood the fascination with raw food.
It's just fish.
It's fish.
Fish and rice, and it's very good.
Yeah. I'll leave you to it. It just leaves more for you, right?
Eat a whole lot of that.
I'll have my teriyaki. I'll have my teriyaki, and I'll be happy. This goblin's not giving me crap.
What do you expect? He's a goblin.
Okay, you just gave me 10 silver. I'm happy. Yeah, right. See, what I hate is one evening I actually got 5 out of 6 like 3 times in a row. Like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Ah, you bastard! At least that's better than, like, getting 1. Or none, for that matter. Okay, well, I think we're gonna call it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's time to call it a night here. All right.
What if you call it a day?
It's too dark out. A couple hours ago, maybe, but not now. All right. That's the Death of Silverwing Show for. The hell days is my mouse over isn't working. April 7th, 2009. We've just basically run out of stuff to talk about. We're getting excited about fanfare. We're almost done with the banner. Things are moving along. Things are happening. What? We're not quite sure. The boy is 17. He's got one more year until we throw him out into the fields. And that's about it. Anyone you want to say goodnight to?
Well, Clump.
Clump!
Everybody in Blood Rain?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in LOK?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, that's it for this week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Who knows, we may have a guest. I'm going to try to get one of the folks that's putting the Festival of Unity together. And we'll see you next week. Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.